The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by... we'll get back to you on that. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com. Please welcome back to the land of living my co-host Dave Draper. Please welcome to the grave my co-host Dave Draper.
Thank you very much.
No, like, I want to clear the air here real quick.
What? You were dying. You were dying.
Okay, normally we record on Tuesday.
What?
And there's a reason that we record on Tuesday, too. That's a whole other irritated rant about how we used to record on Monday, but somebody could never get his other podcast recorded in time. So we were always pushing the show back to Tuesday.
What?
And I finally said, why don't we just record on Tuesday? And now we keep pushing it back from Tuesday.
It's only happened a handful of times.
I felt fine. It was the sun was shining. There was a song in my heart. I had a story to tell. I almost met Jason spit up on his computer. Mm-hmm. But I get this text. Oh, I slept in late. I got to work late. Blah, blah, blah. Let's record tomorrow. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever.
There's a song in your heart.
There was. I wake up the next day and I got a headache and I don't feel good.
Oh, jeez.
And I literally fought that thing all day. I took pills and I tried to get some exercise in to get my blood pressure up because that helps. And
right.
And yeah, it just, and I got the pain under control. But the thing about migraines is, if for people who don't have them, is it's actually a two-pronged thing. There's the headache, but you also get really kind of nauseous.
Yes.
And if you actually manage to knock out the pain,
there's still the nausea.
Yeah. The irony is the pain kind of covers up how sick you really feel.
Right.
Because you're in so much pain, so you knock that out, it's only like ugh. So I was like, you sent me a thing about what time you wanted me to come over, and I'm like, dude, I'll come over and do the podcast, but I'm going home. Because I didn't feel up to filming. And,
right.
And you're like, well, just take it easy. So suddenly it becomes, Dan's going to die. He's on his deathbed. So let's bring up this profanity-laden old episode.
That was completely my
fault. Shock the kids. That is completely your fault because you waited until the last minute to record the show in the first place.
I did. And I'm sorry for that, everyone.
Yeah.
I was fine.
I was actually, I could go to a whole litany of all the days I was feeling fine that we were supposed to do stuff and you canceled. But
that's true.
And then you finally picked the day that I felt bad, and so now it's like you put up the question thing, and people are like, Dave's alive! It's like Ferris Bueller. It's like, save Dave!
Yeah, and I felt bad too, because I put myself in a bind to the fact that I didn't even have a chance to, like, I recorded the little opening dialogue, like, I don't know, like Wednesday evening, super late, and put it all together, and didn't think about listening to episode 50. Like, I listened to the start of it to hear the intro and realized, oh, Doss is doing the intro.
Yeah, I did too. And I was like, so that must be a later, I was like, I didn't realize he was doing the intro that early.
I'm like, well, cool, then I'm just going to put this up and not listen to it. Well, I should have listened to it.
Yeah, no, like, I actually listened to it that day, and I'm like, within 3 minutes, I dropped an F-bomb. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're usually, you know, we've been PG-13 for a while now.
Well, yeah. And usually more PG. I mean, it's pretty rare that we give ample warning when we cross the line.
Yeah, so that was my fault. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it surprised me just how casually we were dropping curse words in that thing.
Yeah. And what's funny is you, myself, and Pixel Dan actually had a decent conversation about that. On the way to Toy Man on Sunday, I think we were talking about it. Or was it on the way back?
It must have been on the way back. I remember we talked about it at McDonald's.
Might have been on the way back, yeah. Because we were, you know, Dan made mention of the fact that you had said that just how surprisingly easy it is to still be entertaining and not be that way.
Okay, that was on the way down. You're right.
That was on the way down. Okay. Yeah. I was driving, so I lose track of time when I drive.
It was a long day. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it was a long day.
I know.
Apparently that topic came back up again.
Yes. Yes, it did. Hub, again, we're back for an all-new show this week. Dave is healthy.
Dave has risen.
Dave has risen. He has risen.
Pretty. Wow. Sorry. You know what, I'm going to stop it right there because I don't really want to offend people.
Well, I started going...
I kind of want to, but I'm not.
I started to go into the Simpsons theme, and I was like, well, that's not
going
to work.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else. No. I was going to play along with that and get us into deep trouble.
Speaking of Simpsons... The Family Guy season opener was this past Sunday.
Yeah, apparently, that weirded me out when you brought that up on the ride
because you and Dan had both been talking about that forever.
Yeah,
since July I've been talking about it.
And you showed me like this trailer that goes on forever.
It's like a 9-minute. It's like a 9-minute trailer.
Yeah, and by now I figured it had aired.
No, it aired Sunday night, and it was a lot better than it had any right to be.
Okay.
Especially for being a Simpsons Family Guy crossover written by the Family Guy writers, and it's that show.
Oh, I'm sure they were respectful to the Simpsons.
Oh, they took shots at each other.
They
were respectful of the Simpsons characters. I think that for anyone who hadn't seen it, there's I'm not going to ruin anything really, but there's a sequence where basically the Griffin's car gets stolen and they end up in Springfield, and Homer and Peter through most of the episode are trying to find Peter's car, and they decide they're going to hold a car wash for stolen cars, and they figure, well, the guy that stole the car will show up and we'll get the car back. So all these stolen cars with all of these Simpson characters show up, and Homer's like, do you see your car? And Peter's like, nope. And Homer's like, well, they're here, and so we got to give them the show. And him and Peter are dressed in these like super short Daisy Dukes and like bikini tops, and they just go to town like sexually like washing all of these cars, and it's the funniest and most disturbing like 4.5 minutes I've ever seen in television. Because it's just like, oh my god. There was a lot of good stuff in that episode though. You didn't watch it though.
Nope.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty fun. Between that and the differences between Bart and Stewie, because they form a friendship, and then that all falls apart in the episode.
I assume. Well, I'm guessing that there's like the big sort of Peter chicken fight, except with Homer.
There was, yeah, yeah, there was.
You can see that coming.
Yeah, and it was glorious.
They destroy Springfield. Oh, I assume.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
yeah. That was pretty glorious. It was entertaining. It was a lot of fun. I was very happy to watch it. And
yeah,
but just, yeah, they constantly, both of them took shots. There was a whole subplot about how Duff is Pawtucket Pat is a ripoff of Duff, and it's not even that original of a ripoff, and it's all like underlying of the two shows. And the Family Guy guys are always like, you know, well, Duff's not that great. It hadn't been great in years. Like, I haven't cared about Duff since I was a kid. And it's just like, oh my god, this is spectacular.
Yeah, I still remember the Halloween one where they made all these clones of Homer, and like the camera pans across this vast field of Homer clones. And one of them's from the original Tracy Ullman show.
Yes.
You know, let's all get chocolate frosting milkshakes.
Yeah.
And you quickly see Peter.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. They've been doing that for a while now. Yeah. Because last season, at the start of, or during one of the Family Guy episodes, Homer showed up, and it's like, whoo, and it, you know, it's Dan Castellaneta's Homer, and it's like, oh my god, this is spectacular. Yeah, they squashed that beef, I guess, a few years ago, and since then have been like, eh.
Well, yeah, because at this point, Family Guy's the one that's on top, and Simpsons has been kind of losing them in the ratings for a long time.
Yeah, so. And Simpsons is kind of nearing its way out, so.
Yeah. They should have gone out on top.
I didn't watch the season opener, but I know who dies. So,
someone dies in Simpsons?
Yeah, they kill a character off in Simpsons, but they said a major character gets killed off, and it didn't end up being a really major character.
I didn't. Who?
Spoiler alert for anyone who watched Simpsons. You can fast forward to like I don't know, 3 minutes starting now.
3 minutes, like maybe.
Okay, like maybe a minute and a half.
A minute
starting now. Krusty's dead. They kill off the rabbi who's only been on the show.
I didn't even know he was still alive.
yeah, they killed him off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who next? Arnie Ziff?
I know, right? It's pretty ridiculous.
RT, actually.
RT Ziff. Pretty ridiculous. We got some toy news this week.
What?
I know, man. Quite a few.
You lie. Why do you lie? Hey, before we start, can I rectify something?
Sure, yeah. Go ahead.
I feel bad about this because I forgot about it at the time. And I mentioned it last week, but I obviously was dying.
Yes.
I want to give a quick shout out to one of our fans, Tommy.
Yeah.
Who I ran into at CoilCon, actually.
Oh, yay.
As we were walking to the thing, like, he was like, hey, I'm a fan of your show, and I listened to it. I listened to it on the way up here. So I just want to give it quick. I feel bad that I didn't mention him the previous week on the CoilCon.
Oh, nice.
So, sorry, Tommy, but you're getting it now.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, Dave was dying last week.
Yeah.
All right. You know, Pop Culture Shock been doing a bunch of new... they've been doing some Masters statues, some really nicely detailed Masters Universe statues.
Okay.
And they've done a He-Man, I think they've done a Skeletor, they've done a few others.
You say so.
They announced two others. They're doing another He-Man statue, which...
They already have the one. I don't, but I mean, theoretically, if I was a He-Man guy.
Right, well, that's what Pixel Dan
said. If I was a He-Man statue-buying guy, I would already have...
And that's what Danny said. Danny was like...
Did they do Beastman? He's like, do Teela?
They did Beastman, I think.
You just said they did He-Man and Skeletor.
I couldn't remember who all
You're
they
shifty.
Did.
Shifty.
I'm sorry.
And they're doing Judge Dredd, that popular...
Yeah, they're doing Judge Dredd on his Lawmaster cycle, which is kind of cool, but...
That's kind of cool. Wish they would have done a Lawmaster. I wish the toy. Independent Heroes thing from Toy Biz had been able to do a Lawmaster. That would have been
cool. Yeah, that would have been cool. That'd have been neat.
I'd have bought it.
Yeah, but they're doing another He-Man statue, which Danny's like, I don't know why they're doing another He-Man statue,
and that
cool.
Looks, that head sculpt looks more 2000X.
It does look more 2000X.
The hair's semi-classic, but the head looks 2000X.
Yeah, very much so.
The face does.
Yeah. Meh. They're out of my price range, so, you know. Speaking of things that's out of my price range, Toynami announced they showed off images of their new 30th anniversary Voltron Jumbo Lion 24-inch edition.
I assume that's just a solid figure. Not solid, but like the lions don't come off, do they?
No, they do not come off.
Because I don't see legs.
He's got some articulation, and he's got...
yeah, it looks like
he's got free-rolling feet, and his fists fire.
Oh. So he's like a Shogun Warrior.
Yep. $250.
I have the Mattel one. I'm good.
Yeah, no crap. I'm like, I'm all right with that. I'm good. It's cool looking, but yeah, $250 for that.
Meh.
So
it's okay looking.
Yeah. Our friends over at Warpo Toys sent out an email to
they
all
did.
Of its...
I got one.
Kind of an update. They sent out... they finally got production
the copies,
samples,
yeah.
The hard copies of the production figures in hand, and they sent out an email showing pictures of them. And of course, they're all just...
I guess... It sounds like I'm unimpressed, but I mean, if you think about it, especially because I deal with Hasbro a lot, they look like they're supposed to look.
Right.
Which is a good thing.
Yes.
Because I liked how they looked.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's one of these things like, it's like, eh, they look like they're supposed to, but I'm so used to being disappointed, that's not bad.
Right. Well, we do finally get to see, like, the spear for,
Okay.
I know. Some of the accessories.
I was waiting to see what a pointy plastic stick looked like.
Well, yeah.
I shouldn't really make fun, because, like, most of the other accessories I'm actually really excited about, but...
Yeah, because you get a...
I get the Necronomicon with the... It's Starspawn.
Starspawn.
And then you get the statue with the inspector. That one is I'm really excited about.
That's kind of
That's
neat.
A key thing in the Call of Cthulhu story.
Yes.
That's going to go with Indiana Jones.
I tell you what, dude, Eddie Mosqueda did a great job sculpting these figures. They look amazing.
Yeah. They look good.
Yep. And I love the cultist with the Cthulhu face.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. I didn't even know that was a figure.
I think it's a mask.
Is it a mask?
Yeah,
I think it's a mask. Gotcha. That would make sense. It's very well done then. But I'm even excited about these. I'm not even getting any. I just want to see them because they, you know.
Everybody's starting to get stuff back. I know that Boss Fight showed off their hard copy for Steno.
Was unpainted. It was the unpainted hard copy. Yeah.
That looks good.
I think Eric Aranya was getting ready to paint, if I'm not mistaken.
Might have been.
Yeah. He was super excited.
I didn't read the thing about it. I just saw the picture. I'm like,
yeah, he was super excited about
why
that.
Why is it not February?
and then some new Super 7 and Secret Base. They're doing these Alien Xenomorph soft vinyl figures. They're each 4 inches tall. They're posable. Yeah, they're...
Milking it, guys.
Yeah, they are. They're, you know... Trying to pull everything they can out of this Alien license, so...
I guess I get it.
Yeah. Super7store.com, they starts October 2nd, 12 noon. They're $50 a piece.
Skipping.
Yeah, yeah.
I love me some Aliens, but...
I'm not a big vinyl person, so I'm good for that.
Generally not. I'm...
And then Lego sent out some new some pictures of some new sets. A couple of new series, DC and the Lego Movie, but the DC comic Legos... we get Black Manta Deep Sea Strike.
Yes!
Gorilla,
Black Manta Sub.
Gorilla Grodd Goes Bananas.
Yes!
Black Manta Deep Sea Strike. So two Black Manta.
Well, no,
those are the same sets. They just listed them twice for some reason.
It's a set so awesome they listed.
Dark Side Invasion.
I guess they
missed
the Green Lantern one.
The Green Lantern one, yeah. Brainiac Attack.
Wasn't shown, but that's coming.
Yeah, so we're getting quite a few new sets.
Yeah, but he's fighting Gorilla Grodd.
Yes, he is.
So I'll buy it.
Yes, Dave will have that because Dave wants Gorilla Grodd.
I like me some Gorilla Grodd.
Yes, he does, and he even comes
he's
with a.
Be on the Flash TV show.
I know.
I'm so excited.
He even comes with a.
Comes with Captain Cold too.
Captain Cold too. Yeah.
I know. I'm sitting here going, ooh, we're getting like a couple of the. We're getting close to building ourselves a nice little Legion of Doom.
Yeah, Wonder Woman's got her invisible jet in this.
don't know. That's a cool set.
Yeah, it's a neat little set, man.
Yeah, that's getting bought.
Yeah, that's up Dave's. That's in Dave's wheelhouse. That's
what that is. I saw the picture. I wasn't quite sure what that
was.
Yeah,
it's a little invisible jet.
Neat.
Yeah, all see-through Lego
Super
pieces.
Super neat.
And it comes with a Flash figure, Gorilla Grodd, Captain Cold. Gorilla Grodd. Sorry. Wonder Woman, Batman. I know, right? And a little merchant who's running from his truck. The Green Lantern set. It's got Sinestro and Green Lantern and another Batman figure in, like...
Because he's Batman.
Well, yeah. Durr.
Oh, well, I'll tell you that off the air, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe I'll save it for when we're talking about the Lego movie stuff.
Oh, all right.
It's kind of a spoiler for Gotham. It's a little tiny thing.
Yeah, Black Manta's Deep Sea Strike.
Want it! Black Manta and his sub.
Like, yeah.
That's why I love Imagine X. They gave us a Black Manta sub.
I know, right? We get the Batboat, Aquaman, a diver... Again, another Batman.
Yeah, it's almost like he's popular.
Yeah, there's Dark Side Invasion.
Yeah, that's the one with the Javelin.
Yes. Javelin and Hawkman.
Almost called the Quinjet. I would have gotten yelled at by Blanchard.
Oh, no. Yeah, that one's got Green Arrow in it and Superman and Darkseid.
The Justice League one doesn't have Batman.
I know, right?
Typical.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what do you do?
Called Green Arrow.
Yeah, looks
they
neat.
They should do like a green. They should just do a Green Arrow Deathstroke set.
And it looks like Hawkman's got a couple of different wings you could put on him, like one with his wings out and one with his wings tucked
neat.
In.
That's neat.
Yeah, that's kind of a neat little.
It's a neat little addition.
Yeah, let's see if I can get a better picture because I can't see what the other. No, maybe not.
Well, on Gotham, it was really quick too. They cut to a shot of Bruce, in the mansion. And he's like, he's got this journal and he's like drawing in the journal. It's all these dark, twisted.
Right.
And he's like. Darkness! No parents!
And then the Lego movie sets they shut off. Some new sets finally for the Lego movie. Which,
oh, yeah, that's a little...
Batman and Super Angry Kitty Attack, which I don't think we've had a Super Angry Kitty, have we?
I don't think so.
Yeah. The double-decker couch on its own.
That I'm buying.
And the Bad Cop Car Chase. And these sets look... They're pretty... I mean, they're Lego movie sets, so they're pretty impressive. The Batman and Super Kitty Attack looks like it's a small 115-piece set.
It's got one of those, what are they called? Something manager, right? Isn't it like micromanager? Or?
Yeah, something like that. It's got one of the
evil robot
the evil robot boxes and a skeleton that comes with like a gun and Angry Kitty and Batman with a bunch of accessories. That's like your little introductory set. And then the double-decker couch comes with a whole bunch of people. It's pretty...
I mean, that's like the set to get. Because it comes with... What's his name?
Comes with
the kitty.
Comes with kitty.
Unikitty.
Yep.
Comes with wow, it's been a while since I've seen this movie.
The hero of our movie.
Yeah.
Comes
with Retrievious as a ghost.
Yes.
And Lord Business.
And Lord Business and his.
And there's a little car and there's the double decker couch.
Yes.
Which, like, previously you had to buy the sea cow to get.
To get. And now
it's a huge freaking set.
Now you can buy it on your own. And then the Bad Cop Chase is kind of neat. Because we get another version of Bad Cop's police car and a bunch of robot cops and...
And Wildside.
And Wildside with her... yeah, kind of neat looking.
Yeah.
Some good little sets coming from Lego for the Lego movie. Some nice... Yeah. What's weird, it's just nice additions for that after the fact that, you know...
Well, I mean, they're not even catching on the DVD release. Which
no.
Which is weird.
It just looks like this is all about Christmas stuff, I guess. So, yeah. Which makes sense.
Still hoping. I'm still haunting them for that one friggin' Hobbit set, which I'm hoping isn't a store exclusive.
I
don't think they said it was, but it's a big expensive set.
So. Yeah, it's a huge set.
I need Smaug.
Smaug. Smaug. I need Smaug.
Bilbo, what killed the dinosaurs?
The ice.
I need Smaug.
And that leads us into our wonderful Toy Man Toy Show stories from this weekend. Oh, man. Myself and Dave and Pixel Dan hopped in my car and drove to Bridgeton on Sunday, this past Sunday, to journey to the Toy Man Toy Show and to film a little video for Toy Man that we're going to put up on the site probably next week.
Okay.
We filmed some stuff with me and the puppet.
We filmed some good stuff with the puppet, but none of it's going to be usable.
Sure, it's all going to be usable.
We're going to use stuff with Pixel Dan the puppet where they're arguing over Choose Your Own Adventure and Voltron.
Oh, no, but I can't use it.
Oh, that's a heartbreaker. That was great.
No means no!
Only because that
has... No means no!
Somebody forgot to turn the microphone on.
Yeah, someone.
Yep. Sometimes it's not good for me to be in charge of all of the... all of the decisions. Sometimes it takes sometimes it takes somebody to go, "Hey, is the microphone on?" And me going, "Oh, yep, sure is."
I'm sorry that I was in a super crowded area with like a thing of fur wrapped around one arm.
Which is funny because we got up there and we shot it all. Like the early bird people were
No, the early bird people weren't even in at that point. They were still setting up because we were dodging people with like, I thought it would be a good time to do it.
Yeah.
But it was not a good time to do it because people had like carts of their stuff trying to get through.
And it's probably a good thing. We'll discuss a little more later, but I don't know how many.
I think there is a good time to film there. Really.
No, I don't know how many people he got in the door, but it had to been. It was well over probably 1,000 people.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Throughout Sunday, it was stupid crowded, this show, and we filmed all that stuff before the actual show even opened to anyone except
the
dealers.
You know, because the thing is, you know, we don't want to be jerks. We don't want to like you know, screw up people's sales and block people's booths and you know.
Yeah.
I mean, even though the guys that we were filming around, you know, the actual tables were people that we knew.
Right.
But I mean, there were people around. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
At least I'm real sensitive to. I may, you know, because blocking people and getting in the way, and we'll bring that up a little bit later because we were kind of those guys towards the end.
Yes, we were.
but yeah, so I don't know, but it the show's apparently doing very well because they got a lot of people.
Oh, it's doing very well. You know, Stan, I've talked to Chris about this. Still, my only complaint is
we weren't paying attention to you.
Well, so. I know, but still, my only complaint is that I wish that. He could find a place to move that show, even though that show's been in the same location for almost for next year will be 25 years in that same locale that they've been in. Even though he's been there, it's just it's outgrowing that building quickly. Uh-huh. And unless there's more space upstairs that no one knows about,
I thought we were supposed to have that for the the Toy Hunter show. Like that was supposed to be the story was that upstairs thing was going to be opened up.
Oh yeah, well I did too.
I remember that.
That didn't seem to happen.
I was all excited. I'm like, ooh, a new space to explore.
I know.
Well, really. My thing is, and I know he listens to the show.
Right.
It's that net in that first corridor. First of all, my shirt kept getting caught on it. But just, dude, everybody hates that net. It makes a bad situation. I understand the logic of it, because he doesn't want people just going right past that corridor. You know, I
mean, right?
Blowing off those merchants. But the thing is, it's still a bad place to set up anyway, because the people coming in don't want to spend all their money right away.
Right.
And when you're leaving, you spent all your money.
Right.
So it's just I would leave that open and let people because we come in through the back and we still make a point to go out there and check it out and explore. Because you know, if you're going to a toy show, I think I can't speak for everybody who goes to a toy show. I suspect the mentality is you want to know. You want to see what's going on.
Yeah.
So you're gonna go, oh, there's stuff down there, and go and look.
Right.
Even if you're not being forced by a stupid, annoying net that turns that thing into a nightmare of trying to navigate.
Right.
Because it just turns what's not really the widest space to begin with into an impossibly narrow space, and it's just it's crappy. I hate it. And I don't know anyone that we talked to in that hallway who thought it was a good idea.
I mean,
again, just saying is all. I understand the logic, but
it can
Spock. Sometimes there's more to life than logic. That's true. All I'm saying
it can be super frustrating trying to navigate or even having a table set up there because you can't sit behind your table. You have to sit to the side of it or stand the entire time, and that kind of gets. We've done that a couple times out in that hallway.
Well, we pushed our things because there's a little room in there.
Oh yeah,
which I'm surprised they haven't even. I guess because it's by the bathrooms, but. There's a little room, so we pulled our table over so that we could kind of sit in that area.
Yeah. So Dave and I kind of cheated. We were like, well, we're going to do this. Dang it, we're going to sell, but we're going to be comfortable.
But yeah, I mean, it was crowded. There's some good stuff. I think we always find stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah, no, there was some really good stuff for some great prices this show. I think out of all of us, I think Danny bought the most stuff.
Yeah, oh, well, in his video, he's like pulling out bags.
I know, he pulled like 4 bags up, and I'm thinking... Like,
I didn't remember him having that many, but...
I didn't either, but I'm thinking, I'm like, I only bought like 10 things.
Well, he was buying like dollar loose figures, so...
Yeah, he bought a buttload of those.
No.
He kept digging through boxes going, how much? 3 for a dollar, or 3 for 5, or whatever? Yeah, yeah, no. I'll do that. Yeah, Danny bought all the toys this show.
Danny bought a lot of
them. You had money just from your change jar.
Well, because, dude, Columbus.
Oh, I know.
CoilCon. We had gone to Dealer Dan's.
Yeah. You
know, I didn't spend that much at Dealer Dan's, but I did spend some.
Yep. Kane County in a few weeks. It's just
that's not even on the... I'm going to wait until the week before to find out how much money I still have in my account.
Right.
And that'll be what I bring.
Yeah.
That's how I'm doing that. But this was like, yeah, it's going to be a change start pretty much.
It was.
I spent most of that on the Batman stuff.
Yeah, you did. You bought a bat boat and a
I bought the bat ski boat from Returns, and I bought the original Toy Biz Batwing.
Which I'm surprised you didn't have that.
I never have.
Yeah.
I don't know. I figured, what the hell. It was an okay price, and it had everything.
So. Yeah. I even had the little targets.
It had little targets.
Yeah, which you don't find very often.
No.
So it had little targets of Joker and Bob and...
Yeah, Joker, a mime, which I assume is from the scene with where he's dressed as a mime.
Right.
It's not Joker, but it's a mime.
It's a mime.
And then Bob.
Huh.
The Joker's goon.
I forgot that ever came with the little...
I never knew it came... Yeah. I never, you know, because that stuff... That movie came out, like, the year between when I graduated high school and went to college. So
right.
The only toys I have for that I got from my mom for Christmas is stocking stuffers.
Right. Which was, like, Batman and...
Batman and Joker.
Yeah. So...
She wouldn't even buy me Bob.
Oh, boo. Bob was the one that was everywhere.
I know.
Bob's the one that you could find.
I know.
I remember going to the local Venture store when it was open. When that movie came out. And they had, like, this whole... It wasn't even in the toy department. It was, like, you walked in the door and turned to the right, and there was this huge, like... aisle to the right set up, and it was just all Batman stuff, and it was all Batman toys, but all they had was Bob the Goons and Batmobiles. Literally, that's all that was on. That was like every peg was Bob the Goon and Batmobiles, and I'm like, wow, well, I guess I won't be getting Batman or Joker anytime soon. I wanted them for Christmas or my birthday, and that didn't happen. So I think my birthday did. I think I got a Batman and a Batmobile and a Joker and a Bob the Goon eventually. So but I remember that. I remember finding it. I'm like, oh, nothing but Bob the Goon. We could army build with Bob the Goon, I guess.
I guess.
Army of Goons.
Army of Goons.
No, Toy Man was a really good show, though. We, you know, like I said, we shot some stuff at Dealer Dan's and our buddy Jeff May. We shot, you know, used their two booths to kind of shoot some fun stuff with me and the puppet. Just because it's like, well, we know them and they trust us. So.
Yeah.
That was a lot
of fun. They'll tolerate our shenanigans.
Yeah, they'll tolerate our shenanigans. Danny was with us. He kind of worked camera for a little bit and took part in some of the shenanigans. And then we all went around shop. And actually, Dave, like, as soon as we were done shooting at Jeff May's, Dave was like, we're done? Good. And boom. Dave was gone. I was like, Dave, the microphone went turned. Ah, crap. Well, I guess we're going to dub those later.
we knew before I left that the microphone wasn't on.
Oh, yeah. I was like, well, crap. Oh, well. But Dave went off on his own, and I walked around with Danny for most of the show. We walked around.
I'll catch up with you guys.
Yeah, you did. You did. You caught up with us quite a bit. We walked around quite a bit, and again, like Dave said, there's always lots of good stuff to find at Toy Man. There's always lots of interesting items. Like, you know, Columbus, like, you know, you bought Rodan because you were like, well, I've never seen one at a show. It's a Grail piece.
I think I saw one at a San Diego Comic Con.
At San Diego Comic Con.
But it was like the 2008 one, so I mean, a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. So Dave was like, you know, I bought it. You know, who knows when you're going to see another Rodan.
And then there
was one at this show.
Although, you know, I asked the guy what kind of shape because I was curious. Because it was cheaper than the one I bought in Columbus.
Right.
So I was curious. I was like, what kind of shape is it? Oh, it's in really good shape, but nothing's broken. Except for the wings are cracked. I'm like,
Well,
by definition, that means it's broken.
Yeah.
You won't ever find one with the wings not cracked. Yeah, I will.
Yeah, well.
It's in my basement.
I bought one.
It was funny because that guy also had a Clash of the Titans Kraken. And on the fan group, David, what's his last name? He sits up there at Toy Man.
Oh, it's not Locke something, is it?
No.
Really? I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. No, you bought that mask thing from him.
Yes. Yeah, no, David or Randy. Yep.
Yeah.
There's another
He posted a thing, David Williams.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, this is the coolest thing I saw. And he posted a picture of the Kraken. I'm like, dude, there was a Rodan sitting right next to it. And he's like, I don't care about that.
Well, no, I think his question was that was a Shogun Warriors?
No, that was later. His original thing was, I've never seen a Kraken before, and that was really cool for me, and I just didn't even notice the... I posted a thing afterwards, which is one of my favorite quotes from Roger Ebert, which is, how quickly do we grow accustomed to wonders? I am reminded of the Isaac Asimov story Nightfall, about the planet where the stars were visible only once in 1,000 years. So awesome was the sight that it drove men mad. We, who can see the stars every night, glance up casually at the cosmos and then quickly down again, searching for a Dairy Queen. And I'm like, because the reason I thought of that is, you know, as I was typing this, I'm literally sitting in the basement, and if I looked up, I would see a Kraken.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so for me, this is something I can literally see anytime, any day.
Right.
And it's like, how jaded have I become to the wonders of my own collection.
Right.
That, you know, here's this guy who goes like, wow, that's amazing. And it's like, that's shelf B, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So you know, I mean, his reaction was completely legitimate. And I,
right.
I didn't mean to get on his case. I was just like, but there was, you know, if you don't even know what that is, then you're just like, that's some big brown thing that doesn't even
exactly,
look cool.
Exactly, exactly.
I'm like, it's ridiculous. And of course, the irony is, of course, that I never see these things at shows, and now there's been two.
There's been two, yeah, in a row.
And there were, the Godzilla game was everywhere. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did. Dealer Dan had one. Dealer Dan had his out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were like two or three people at that game.
Yeah, there was a couple of them. I was like, Jesus. I'm like, that game's everywhere all of a sudden.
It's a new Subsearch.
Apparently. Subsearch has been everywhere, too.
I know. Well, that was my point.
I know. But no, it was... what else did we see? Oh, we have a dealer buddy there named Matt who sets up who... you actually got the Black Claws from his table for your Wolverine because the guy had brought all
Yeah, the guy got the Hulk figures from.
His buddy who usually sets up with him wasn't there.
They were both there, I thought.
I didn't recognize the other guy. I didn't recognize...
That's the guy I think I bought the Hulk figures from.
Well, but Matt's usually set up with another younger guy.
Okay, maybe I'm getting them confused.
You might. He was set up with another buddy.
Are we talking about the guy... Because I can't remember their names either. I'm as bad as you. They were the guys that were actually set up, right? When I got the Black Claws, they were both there.
I didn't remember the older guy.
Yeah, the other guy is the guy that I got the Hulk figures from.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I was trying to, like, PayPal him the money, stupid phone won't work.
He had a set, and I thought it was interesting, too, because
he's the guy that always brings the display case of stuff, right?
Yeah, that's Matt, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his buddy had a set of the NECA Ninja Turtles with the
masks.
That's
the guy I'm talking about, yeah.
With the masks painted. Well, it wasn't. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. The guy you were buying the Hulk figures.
I know who you're talking about.
Matt was the bigger gentleman that was running that booth.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. I don't know who the third person you're talking about.
I always thought Matt set up with a younger guy, with another younger kid that was always with him.
I think he does. I think there's that guy too. But
yeah, I didn't recognize this older guy.
No, that's never mind.
I know. We can keep going back and forth on this all day.
The guy arguing with Dan is the guy that I'm thinking about.
Yes.
And he's always there. He's the guy that got the Steel Monsters that one time. Remember, we walked by his table and there were Steel Monsters sitting there. And I'm like, where'd those come from?
Oh, I could have sworn those were Matt's.
No, he had bought them. Someone had them under his table. And I'm like, dude, what do you want for those?
He had a set of the NECA Turtles, but
yes.
With the masks colored, which are knockoffs. They are the knockoff NECA Turtles. And I feel bad because I think we might have upset him a little bit because I was like, before you and Danny had showed up, I was standing there talking to Matt.
I was there because I heard you. It was okay. Before Danny showed up. Okay.
And I was like, oh, you got a set of the NECA, the knockoff turtles. And the guy was like, oh, those aren't knockoffs. Those are NECA Wave 2. And I'm like, NECA didn't make a Wave 2. I'm like, they made comic colored bandanas and they made black and white turtles. And then Playmates pulled the license from them and they didn't get to make a whole lot else. I'm like, they didn't make a version with color bandanas. It never happened. He's like, oh yeah, they didn't. You could tell. He's picking them up and he's showing me. He's like, you pull the rubber back this way. And I'm like, they're.
I think the key thing was that Leonardo's sword, if it's one piece, it's original. If it's, or maybe if it's two pieces, it's NECA. And if it's one piece, it's a knockoff.
Right.
That was the one thing that I remember him saying.
And that's,
I'm not vouching for this information.
No.
I am just saying that.
Well, and then Danny, I'm like, look, I'm like,
well, yeah,
I'm
Danny
like, showed
I'm
like,
up
where's and... Danny? I'm like, Danny would know for sure.
Yeah.
And Danny shows up, and I'm like, oh, and Danny goes the same thing as, oh, you got a set of the knockoff turtles. And he's like, oh, those aren't the knockoffs, those are NECA Wave 2. And Danny goes, NECA didn't make a Wave 2. He's like, do you know Randy Falk? I know Randy Falk. NECA didn't make a Wave 2. And I felt kind of bad because we kind of left them after that. And I was like, I wonder if we kind of made them angry because we were kind of arguing. I mean,
well, he was distracted because I was trying to buy that stuff from him and was having issues. No, I don't think he was angry. He probably did what we did, which is walk away and go, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Which is ironic, because if anybody, if anybody on Earth knows A, their turtles,
and
B, their toy company, like NECA and Mattel, and knows people,
it's Dan. Yeah. So, I think they were knockoff turtles with NECA weapons somehow.
Dan and I have talked about this, and the theory is that they're based on the NECA molds.
Yeah.
Like that somebody at that factory got the NECA molds.
Well, there's been a rumor
that
NECA's the one that went here, take these molds
NECA knocked them off themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to kind of get back at Playmates.
Yeah, so, which that wouldn't surprise me any because Playmates was kind of bogus. They're like, no, we're going to do 25th anniversary style turtles, these comic turtles. You can't do these anymore. And then,
well, eventually they finally got around to it this year.
Yeah, then Playmates never made them for 4.5 years. No, so
they kind of almost went
yes, went they, under yes, there. They did almost go under. So that was one of the more interesting things that happened, because we were all like, "That's."
It was one of the more dramatic.
Yeah, we were like, "That's not those."
I was kind of in the middle and wasn't really paying that super close attention.
Yeah,
I just wanted to buy my Hulk figures because they had the red.
Well, and I bought a bunch of wrestling figures from him. He gave me a good price on them. I think they were like $2 a piece or something like that.
Well, I mean, you know, there was no harm done.
No,
you were chasing away people from the booth, going, "Don't buy those; they're fakes." Don't.
No, well, no, I would have sold a pair of knockoffs because they're great figures.
Dude, they're amazing. I mean, I don't care if they're easier to get and they're cheaper than the originals. And yes. I kind of like that the masks are different.
Yeah, I do too.
So screw it.
Yeah, they were nice toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Danny bought a bunch of stuff, and then you know, I know Dave bought a handful of things. I bought a handful of things after I. After here's the great story, and I'm sure I'll get a text from Dealer Dan because it's kind of a funny story. But I thought I owed him 20. I actually owed him 25, so I paid him that, and then I bought a Wuzzle from him that he brought for me specifically. That was $5. So I paid him the $5, and then we went off and filmed. Came back. He was kind enough to like let me store the video equipment and stuff in the back of his booth.
In his booth, yeah.
So I didn't have to like take it out or carry it around.
Yeah. That was cool.
So we were getting ready to go film the interview with Chris, and I came back to get it, and Dan goes, "Don't forget, you still owe me $5. And I went, "What do I owe you $5 for?" And he goes, "Well, you still owe me $5. I'm like, no. I'm like, "No, mister." I'm like, "I thought it was 20. You reminded me it was 25. I paid you 25, and then I paid an extra 5 on top for that Wuzzle." And he goes, "Are you sure?" And I went, "Oh, yeah, I'm sure." I'm like, "I know my money situation at toy shows." And he goes, "Well, you're right. I erased it all off my phone, so it sounds like you're taking care of him." I'm like, "Look at you, trying to get more money out of
okay,
me."
Okay, so that's why he was like, because I owe him, because he had a McFarlane Alien, Alien vs. Predator Queen.
Yes.
That I really want, and it was like the first thing, and so I was like, "How much you want? You want $15 for it?" And
right.
And of course, you know, by the end of the I feel bad. He's probably listening to this. I feel bad, because I was like, "Well, it's Dealer Dan. I'm sure he'll let me."
I think he got a little agitated with us at the end.
Did he?
Well, maybe
he wasn't
just
agitated, but he wasn't agitated because you know I will pay him back.
Right.
And in fact, I mean, there was a situation. You know, I bought the bookcase from him.
Right.
I paid him in advance.
Right.
So you know, I mean, he knows, but he was like putting it into his phone. I'm like, "Yeah, dude, I'm the one who remembered the last time."
Oh.
He's like, "I know, but I just want it in my phone." Like, I gave him some money. I mean, I gave everybody. Because the guys with the NECA Turtles, like, he wanted $20, and we could only scrape together 15.
Right.
Which I had to borrow from Dan.
Right.
And
so we both had to borrow money from Dan.
Yes. Well, that's why Dan didn't want to loan you money, because he'd already given me
some.
That's
true.
But, like, technically, I told him, like, "We're going to be here in November. Find me. I will give you the other $5.
Right.
And I will. And I will give Dan the $10 I still owe him.
Yep.
I gave him some money, and I said, "You know, I will get you the $10 at King Kenny." And I will, because I'm really good about that. I mean, especially if someone's cool about letting me
do that. Right.
I absolutely. I mean, I feel bad that I even took advantage of the situation like I did.
Right.
You know? Because, I mean, it's like, "Well, it's Dan. He'll let me pay it forward." But, like, at the same time, I will absolutely make sure he gets his money. It was just like. But it's just kind of cool to, like, "Well, okay, I could piss away all my other money and, you know, scrape together what I need to get Dan back eventually."
Yeah. Well, and as we were leaving, there was a guy at a booth that had on the top shelf of his booth. He had the big hand puppet Cherry that the talking Pee-wee sits in.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, "How much?" I was like, "How much do you want for that?" Just out of curiosity. And he's like, $20. And I'm like, "Oh." I'm like, open my wallet, and I'm like, "All I got is $12, man." And he's like, "The lowest I'd go is 15. I'm like, "Somebody lend me $3 now."
I had no
And
money.
Dave's like, "I'm broke." And Danny goes, "I'm out of money, too." And Danny goes, "Well, no, that's not true. Hold on." And he goes, "Here." And I was like, "Great, I'll buy you lunch." So I bought,
because I was already going to buy him.
Right.
I got him paid back like right when we got home.
Yeah, so Dan was like, "All right."
But the other thing, the guy who had the Kraken and had the Rodan, he had a Godzilla gang.
Yes, he did.
Which is cool, because I'd never find those in the wild. So I actually added one more. I need one more guy for Godzilla gang. I need one more Germ.
For your Germs.
My Germs. And then I need Captain America for Secret Wars.
Nice.
Like domestic, I don't know.
Right.
Electro, Conspector,
yeah, right.
Iceman, yeah, those are nice, but they're not happening anytime soon.
So, did you finish off then all of the Secret Wars with their accessories and everything? Or
no,
just,
no.
Since most of them just came with, like guns and shields.
Yeah, I mean Falcon. A fan actually, I can't remember who. I'm sorry. Let me buy a Falcon for a pretty really good price, but he didn't have his bird and he didn't have his shield. But yeah, some of them are complete, and some of them, like, because the shields have, like, 2 or 3, you know, some have, like, a shield, but they don't have the little things, the inserts.
Right.
I'm not really, I mean, I don't even remember how I went down this rabbit hole in the first place.
Because of that Wolverine.
Yeah, I had a few before that, though. Because I've had
you had a Kang. I think you had
I've had Hobgoblin
forever.
From before I was collecting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I got that on the card because I like the Hobgoblin.
Right.
A weird character design that I think is cool.
Right.
So I collect the Hobgoblin. I have a bunch of Hobgoblin figures. So I've had that figure forever. That's like one of the... That and Next Generation War from Galoob are figures... just that I bought one the year I went back to college to visit
that
for spring break.
Yeah.
And there was like a show or something. I can't remember why, but like... And I bought those there.
Those are the few figures that you...
I mean, they're literally like... I mean, technically I didn't buy them as a kid, but they were before I was really collecting.
Right.
So.
Sorry, I just got a text from Dave Perdue.
What's the ninja want?
Ninja was just telling me that he's getting a bunch of Inhumanoids this weekend.
I thought he already had a bunch of Inhumanoids.
I did too.
Tell him, I thought we thought. Me, Matt. Good thing that we don't, like, speak for a living. Not that we make a living on this, but you know what I mean.
Well, yeah.
What are you doing?
I get no service downstairs, so I have to hold my phone up until it...
Point being, tell him that we thought he already had them. Moop.
I will, maybe, as soon as this message ever sends.
By the way...
I got two bars!
We have a plan, we have a strategy to out-ninja the Toy Ninja.
Do you now?
We do. Oh, I'll tell you afterwards.
Oh, okay.
I don't want him to get a heads up.
I got you.
We're on plan B now.
Oh, okay.
Plan A sort of...
Fizzled out.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that too, because he's probably listening to this, but so I don't want to...
Right.
But
Plan B currently involves me, you, Pixel Dan, and possibly... No.
Well, yeah, that's irrelevant. But like, he was like, sorry, dude, but you were trying to get me to throw this guy under the bus. Was
wow.
Like, yeah, I was like, what you need Duvall? You can't do this on your own?
Wow.
I'm like, dude, it's a 4-hour drive, chief.
Yeah.
That's by myself. And then back again.
I know who he's talking about. That's bogus, dude. Bogus. Why would you do that to me? I thought we were cool.
Because you were...
because I'm whipped?
Yes.
No, it's because my wife goes, I really
want
to go to
that
show.
I didn't say her wife.
I meant Danny. No. Oh, you meant Danny.
Danny's got you whipped.
Danny's got me whipped.
But yeah, I explained that. But Danny's come along now, so we're locked into Sunday.
Yep.
Because right. He's probably sweating. He's like, oh my God, he promised he wouldn't talk about that.
Because
okay, Steve. We're not going to name you on
there.
Oh, no.
Because Danny was like, can I catch a ride with you guys?
Because he's
like,
wrestling.
Yeah. Because he's wrestling the night before, so he's not driving up the night before. And
so I was already thinking about ditching you. I was going to like go, hey, Danny, you want to go up Saturday?
No, Danny can't.
Danny can't.
Danny's got to wrestle Cowboy Bob Orton.
I know. That's kind of cool.
I know. That might actually be a show we go to. Well, I have to be there anyway, but I think you should go and...
I've never seen him wrestle. I always wanted to. And then I was going to go to a show, and then stuff happened, and then a couple of years passed.
Yeah. So, may have to go to the show, because that'll be a fun match with him and Cowboy Bob.
Dude, we're getting up at the butt crack of dawn.
Man, I'm the one driving. What are you guys complaining about?
I can't sleep in the car.
Oh, well. You can stay up and talk
to
me.
Sure, Danny and Carrie will be like all slumped over each other in the back. They're so cute when they're sleeping. They're angels.
Oh, my gosh. But it was a good Toy Man show. It was
cool.
Dave walked out of there with some stuff that he put up on the fan group. And
yep.
I didn't buy enough to really take pictures of anything, but I bought a few stuffed animals from Jeff May because he had a couple of cool, cute little things. He had a goofy World's Wonder bopper. And,
oh, was he the one that had that?
He had the bopper, and he had the Simon.
You came back for that then because you didn't get it initially.
Yeah, I did.
I guess maybe you bought it after I ditched you.
I went back when Dan and I were walking, and I looked through his, because he had those two tubs of stuffed animals. So I went through those, but I bought a bopper from him and a vintage ideal stuffed Simon whose glasses were broke, but the arms were still on his face. So I just brought it home and glued the glasses back together. And I bought the Wuzzle from Dealer Dan, which is one I needed, which I can never remember her name, but it's the little, it's the little bear that's got the, it's like Butter Bear or something like that, because she's got little flowers in her antennas. And I bought those, and I bought Cherry and for the Big Pee-wee, and then I bought some wrestling figures. And David, actually, he showed a picture of stuff he was taking to Toy Man on Saturday, and I texted him Sunday morning. I was like, hey, don't put that Mask Rhino out, because I kind of want it. So I bought that from him. And
yeah.
So I found some cool stuff, but it wasn't like... Some accessories. I traded some stuff to Vince for
a bunch of... Yeah, I was just about to get to that. Because we... As I alluded earlier, we ran into some fans.
We ran into a lot of fans.
Some really cool fans.
Yes.
One was named Cruz.
Yes.
And I can't remember his friend's name, but he wasn't really that big a fan of the show.
No, he was like, no, he apologized too, because he's like, I'm sorry, I've actually never listened to you guys.
Whatever.
It's like, all right, it's cool.
Whatever, dude. Dude whose name I can't remember, that's what you get. But Cruz was a cool guy. And he wanted a picture of us, and we're like sitting talking to him, and you're dealing with Vince.
Yes.
And he got a picture with Dan, and like, you're just dealing with Vince, and dealing with Vince, and dealing with Vince. And you explained it later, and I get it, because Vince is a guy, you got to get him when you can get him.
Yes, because Vince vanishes.
Vince is
gone.
He's gone. So I understood that, but it was kind of like, you know, and there's five of us
yes.
standing there, blocking the aisle. And I'm just like, dude, just set up your shot, and I'll like poke you,
oh, yeah.
and you'll turn around and go, huh, take the picture. They
right.
wouldn't do that. So we finally got you to pay attention. We all kind of assembled, and we took the picture, and, you know, that was cool. And then as we were leaving, we ran into
little guy named Mason. And his
Mason,
dad.
Who was Pixel Dan's biggest fan.
Yes.
And he was wearing the shirt that Dan gave him in an earlier show. And Dan hadn't gone to the last show, and they were really kind of sad that they didn't.
Dan hadn't gone to a number of shows, and we always run into them.
Yeah, and so they finally got their picture with Dan, and Mason was so cute because he had this little crusty figure. He's like, for you,
and Dan's
like, really? He was just so touched. It's amazing to watch Dan with the kids.
Absolutely.
He's you know, I mean, Spencer's in good hands.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God, yes.
And they actually gave us a game for a board.
Yeah, he picked this thing out of his dad's backpack, and he goes, this is for you guys. And he handed Dan the Waterworld board game, and I went, oh, that's so cool. I was so excited. I was like, that's the best, Mason. And then Mason wanted a picture with all of us.
With all of us. So, again, we like had to like find a spot that we weren't completely blocking.
Well, and it's funny too, because as he was like, "Can I get a picture with all you guys?" My eyes lit up, and I got down on my knees and was like trying to get my backpack open because
the puppet.
The puppet was in the backpack, and I was like, "Hold on, Mason, hold on." I was like, "You know what? If you're gonna get it with all of us, you might as well get it with puppet too, because he's here." And I pulled him in. You know, Dave put him on, and it was kind of funny because Mason's eyes got really big when he saw the puppet come out. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, "You know, that was kind of cute," but he didn't know quite how to react to it. Like he was, it seemed like he was, you know. At apt attention, like staring, because Dave, of course, is talking to him as Puppet.
Puppet was like, how come Dan gets a toy? Why don't I get a toy? You know what I like to play with? $20 bills. Give me the 20.
Yeah, the Puppet was just being his normal Puppet self, which, he was being a jerk,
awful.
Surprisingly, kids love. And I don't know
they
why.
Do. Well, because kids are jerks.
No.
Basically.
No, Mason was really cute, though.
He was adorable.
You were glad that Dan actually came to the show, because you actually promised Mason last show.
I had
show.
Promised, because he wanted a picture of all of us. And
right.
I was like, I will get you one. So I was like, technically, I sort of delivered.
Yes.
Eventually.
Yeah. He's a sweet kid. We run into him all
kid.
The time.
Yeah, we do.
They're there every show.
Pretty much.
And we always run into him every show and talk to him for a little bit.
So it was cool to catch them right as we were leaving, because I'd forgotten about that. I mean, honestly, I'm a terrible person. I forgot that I promised that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We ran into so many people, though. There were a number of people as we would be standing there.
But the thing is, as we were walking away from that, you know, I kind of commented that at Comic-Con, I always hate...
The cosplayers.
I don't hate them personally,
right.
But I hate that, you know, people want to take their picture, and it's so crowded, and this bubble forms, and they block the aisles,
yes.
And it's like, ah! And this time, we were those guys. We were those guys.
Which was pretty interesting.
Which was interesting, yeah.
Which
it was
led
different.
Us to the conversation from Columbus when you had asked me, and we were telling Dan this. I was like, yeah, Dave asked with Columbus. You know, we ran into so many fans, and so many people wanted their pictures taken with us. And Dave was like, this must be how Dan feels all the time. And Dan got a good kick out of that. It was, it's always fun going to these shows with Dan. We don't get to do that enough.
No.
And, you know, we both...
Well, that's the downside of him being a good dad, is he wants to spend time with his kid.
Right, and then the downside with him being so incredibly busy and popular is that he never really has the time to dedicate to that kind of thing.
I know.
You know, he went to this show, you know, he's going to King County with us, and he's going to set up in November with us. So we get him for like 3 shows in a row, as well as filming for board, which is always fun when Dan's around, because...
Yeah. No, I and I've said this before, like I really enjoy working creatively with Dan.
Yes.
Because, you know, you and I, there's dynamic tension.
Yes.
We have different approaches.
Yes.
And with Dan, we have very similar approaches.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think our work experience is good because we play off of each other.
Correct.
Dan, it's also really fun because there's that simpatico and you build off each other,
yes.
You know? And it's like the guy, he says something, you're like, oh my God, that's brilliant. And then you say something, it's like, oh my God, that's great. And, you know?
Yep.
So, I mean, they're different work experiences. I really enjoy them both. And so I really... Like, anytime you can work with Dan, it's
oh, yeah.
I really look forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
He's the best.
But I know when I was standing talking to Vince, having his apt attention, I could hear you and Dan talking to
I think it was Chase Cruz.
To Cruz and his friend. And you were giving Dan so many props, it was,
I mean, the one thing I told Dan is, even when we had, there was some issues at one point.
There were some issues at one point.
The one thing I would always say to people is, when they would talk him down, is as much as I'd like to be jealous and be resentful of his success, I can't, because I know that he really earned it.
He busted his butt for it.
He works, and he earns it, and he deserves it.
Yeah. And I think we were both that way during that whole period. I was like, Dan deserves everything he has, so.
Whatever else, the guy's legit.
Oh, God, yeah.
So.
Yeah. God, it was a good show, though. It was just a lot of fun. We had a good time. We had a good time there. We had a good time at McDonald's when Irizarry
showed up.
Irizarry finally showed up. Yep, him and Dan finally got to meet each other, and he's like, that was fun.
I saw yesterday. It was like, Mike Irizarry is now friends with Dan Erdley.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Welcome to the party, Danny.
Here we go. And then the drive home was fun. We had some good conversations. Danny's in the back taking pictures of his toys and playing with them, and it was a lot of fun. Danny was taking pictures with the puppet on the way there, and
yeah,
we had a good time. I look forward to King County, because King County's always a fun show.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, and then, us always setting up a toy man is always a fun show. Because we're just there all day long with the three of us. Yes. And
Irizarry, because we're there all day, Irizarry is able to come and hang out with us.
Yeah. Yeah, so Mike walks in the door and comes, sits behind
usually
the table.
Brings food.
Yeah, he usually brings food. He hangs out.
Bring soda. We need hydration, Mike. Yes,
bring us
liquids.
Bring us liquid. But it's good, though. The video we're putting together for Toyman is actually going
to
be kind of...
And they asked you to do one for their site, too.
They did. They asked me, and I've got some ideas for that. I'm going to run by McQuillan, or the Clan McQuillan, later this week. So
please tell me you didn't try to do that joke on the interview.
I did, actually. Sorry. Sorry, I did. That was the first thing I did. I apologize.
This is what I get when I don't pay attention.
Yeah, you guys.
I turn my back for 1 minute.
Should pay attention to me pretty much 24/7 when you're around me. You have to.
I know.
Yep. I'm gonna work on not Toy World Order, but I am going to put
for their
together
site, yeah.
for them for Toyman, because the video they've got on there is several years old now, and I kind of want to put together something a little. Not so much as a sales tape, but kind of like almost a history lesson with a look at the show. I think that'd be fun. So
okay, but I think they just want I be sure to get lots of footage of the.
Look,
this is what you can expect when you come to our show. There's all the crap you can buy.
Yeah,
so. Get shots of the good dealers.
Oh yeah, exactly.
That Dan guy. He's a jerk.
I'll have to do all that before they open.
I'm kidding. I love you, dude. No. Find my tail.
I think he looked. He couldn't find.
I know. He told me.
Well, what do you say we answer some fan questions? Because we got
I don't know why you ask me this, because every time I say no, and you're like, no, we're gonna
do it anyway. You get no choice in this matter. Fan questions, it is.
I think I'm feeling sick.
Oh, crap. Isn't that just a shame?
Relapse.
Fan questions, Dave.
Yay! Woo! It's weird. Like, in that song, you can actually hear almost the prototype Bubba DeVall voice.
Almost.
When I go, fan questions?
Yeah, almost. It's pretty close. The first one comes from Shane Wellen. He says, what is the worst horror story from either a toy show or a flea market of a seller's plain old poor attitude that made you put back something you actually wanted just out of principle?
I don't think I've ever put something back because a dealer was a jerk. I don't remember. I mean, obviously the go-to one is the Toy Hunter.
Toy Hunter show at Toy Man.
The dealers that would not even tell you what the prices, what they were asking for things.
Unless you had a camera on your shoulder.
Unless you had a camera mounted to your butt.
Yep.
And it's like, that was just insulting. Because it's like, you could at least tell me that you're asking like $500 for something.
Right.
And dude, if I whip out $500, you've got all this other stuff that you could try to sell to Jordan.
Yes.
So that was just stupid and jerky.
Yes, exactly.
Although I love it, because the one guy, I actually touched his model kit for the alien. He freaked out.
Oh, man. Some of those guys, like that guy that freaked out, the story of him that I heard was he never sets up his shows. He never lets anyone see his stuff.
And well, he was the guy who had it all covered all day.
Yeah, and he only came out because I guess Jordan asked him specifically if he'd come do this for the show. So he brought all this stuff out of his own collection, and that's why he didn't want anyone touching it, because the only thing he was going to sell was the alien, and that's because he had already decided to had already worked out a deal. So he never sets up his shows or any of that. So he was very much
I touched it then.
Yeah, he was like, no, nobody touches.
Don't touch.
This is my stuff.
Keep it at home.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Almost
went PG-13 on that one.
Then don't be on TV.
That's why I don't take my stuff to show, because I'm not selling it.
That's right. Mine actually would be, there's a vendor and it's a dealer that sets up both at the Kane County Flea Market and at the toy show. It's this older lady, and she sells a lot of stuff that Carrie's always interested in. A lot of cute stuff that Carrie always says. Disney and Happy Meal toys.
Is she in the dollhouse?
No. She's in... she's not in the main building. She's in one of the other two buildings. I think it's...
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think it's the first building on your left as you enter, which is...
building.
Yeah, she's in that building.
Wow. Okay, I don't remember her at all. Wait. Was she like right by the door?
Yes, by the big doors. You know, you go in, the doors that separate the two halves. She's right at the end of that little hall there.
Okay.
But she's always set up, and we always go. You know, we didn't this last time, but we usually always go look at her stuff. And she doesn't put prices on anything. Like, nothing's priced.
I hate that.
So you have to ask her. So she had a bunch of like the Disney Happy Meal, the 100 Years of Disney figures that are...
Yeah, you talked about those.
Yeah. She had a bunch of those that we needed. And Carrie was like, oh, well, you know...
Did you really need them?
Carrie wants to finish that set really badly.
Oh, Carrie wants them then.
But, of course, you know, Carrie's like, I'm not going to spend more than $1, $1.50 a piece on these because... Yeah, I'm whipped. Shut up.
Hey, you're talking to the expert.
No, that's true.
I know the signs.
No, that's true. So Carrie's like, you know, well, let's ask her how much they are. I said, okay, you know, I'm like, hey, how much do you want for each of these? She's like, oh, they range from 5 to 10 a piece. And
wow.
Carrie went bloop and put them down and went, no thanks, and walked away. And we haven't been back to her since because it's like her stuff's way overpriced.
Wow.
She wants way more money than what the stuff's actually worth. It doesn't seem like she ever sells anything. And the one time we were there, this guy was trying to buy a bunch of like beat up vintage Star Wars figures, like just like a handful. And she's like, well, you know, they're vintage. I'm going to have to get like $15, $20 a piece for them. And he's he goes, you could hear him go, lady, these are beat up. There's no accessories. It's just a figure.
What?
They're not even hard to find figures. It was like an Ewok and like a Luke and something else. Like just beat up. Nothing was there. The lightsabers are gone. And he's like, lady, I'll give you like $2 a piece for these, but I'm not paying you that much money for these figures. They're not worth that much. And she's like, well, they are. They're vintage. And it's just like, oh my God, this lady has no right selling stuff. She has no idea what she has.
Hey, that's, you know, it's a capitalist system.
Oh my gosh.
You sell it for what people will pay.
And apparently nobody's going to pay that. So she's just going to hold on to it all.
Yep. That's her right, though.
I know. Andrea,
don't try to steal her stuff, Obama.
That's right. Andrea Bree says, how much longer do you two think you have to collect considering space limitations? If you collect regardless of display space, how much of your collection is put away or in storage?
I would say maybe, I'm trying to do the math in my head. I want to say a quarter maybe is in storage. Because there's a lot of stuff in storage, but it's mostly boxes.
It's pretty much all boxes.
Well, no, there's some stuff in there. There's like the Indiana Jones playset is in there.
Right.
The Narnia castle's in there.
Right.
There's a lot of extra stuff. You know, there's like an extra Ewok village. There's an extra 1 million BC playset. You know, there's a lot of extras. There's a lot of boxes, but there's stuff in there.
We need to dig out some of that extra stuff so you can take it to Toy Man and try to sell it.
I know, but then I get this whole, what if it breaks? What if I ever get a computer again and start doing pictures again? The whole reason for the 0.3 flag was so I have a flag that I don't have to like tear apart.
That's true.
I don't have to tear apart my display if I ever want to like take photos from the inside.
That's true.
There was a logic to it. I tried to sell the 1 million BC once and nobody bid.
Weird.
Yeah, that's a Kane County.
Oh
thing,
yeah,
probably not.
Not a Toy Man thing.
It's pricey. Although I have some extra dinosaurs for it now.
Mm, neat.
Probably maybe a quarter of my collection's in storage. I try not to, and especially anything I buy new, I try. If it goes into the closet, I mean that's why I call it the closet of failure. If it goes into the closet, I've failed. I've screwed up.
Yes,
and I've wasted money, and that makes me angry. And I try to dig out as much stuff as I can from there. And I have one. I mean, I keep having to dance around, and I'm hitting that limit. I'm hitting that wall, but there are spots. I mean, because I got that alien figure from the show this time. I'm like, there's no place to put this.
Right.
So there was a bottom shelf that had some random Gundam figures, and the Gundam figures got moved to another shelf that had some space just because it had space.
Right.
Because, I mean, Stutzman's shelf, I mean, bringing that Grayskull, everything got shuffled around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So now there's what I call the Star Trek Alien Overflow shelf, which is the bottom shelf of the Star Trek Aliens case. And then there's another space on one of the shelves that's empty at the moment, because that's my head, that's the Jurassic Park Command Center space. Yes.
And see, and Dave's got this whole corner in his basement. Like, he still has his old computer.
Yeah.
And he's got his old bed that's down there. And the old bed has become kind of just a dumping ground.
That's a staging area.
Yeah, it's a staging area. And I keep telling him, eventually, that bed's going to have to go, man. I'm like, because you're going to need that space eventually. It's just going to happen.
Maybe.
Maybe. No, there's no maybe about it. You are going to need that space someday.
But I need that space for staging, man.
Have to find a new space for staging.
If I need to, like, put together some crazy display out of the Legos that I have in that thing, that's where I sit and spend an hour digging through the Lego tub to find the right pieces.
That's true.
There has to be some, and especially when we go through the closet, there has to be some place to put all that crap.
Yeah.
And that's the bed.
I guess I'm worse off because when it comes to space limitations, I don't just collect toys.
No. You collect everything.
I collect everything. You know, I've got movie press kits and, you know, like Dave could tell you, you know, the bookcases I have are just filled with nothing but, like, collector books. Like, not just, like, not like toy collecting books, but, like, movie books.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, making of books and
novelizations and,
yeah,
you know, guides. And
I got a whole closet of movie posters and, you know, the stuffed animals and all the Happy Meal stuff that Carrie and I collect and all the Disney stuff that has its own cases. And I'm a little worse off on space. Like, Carrie and I bought this huge retail shelf that she still hasn't come downstairs to put shelves on yet. She won't let me do it without her because she wants to do it. But I went ahead and...
Well, you're going to have to NECA that some...
I know, right?
Some of a gun.
I know. That's going to have to get... I'm just going to be like, look, you're going to go downstairs. You're going to work on this now, whether you want to or not.
Oh, I thought you were... I meant you just do it.
No, because just I don't want the redhead mad at me.
The redhead's always mad at you. That's like saying, I don't want to make Dave irritable. Like, you just got to accept there's a baseline.
That's
always
true.
Mad at you.
That's true. And you're always irritable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my point.
But I showed up. Okay, I'm sorry. I took the two ends and built. I had two extra metal shelves that I had got from an auction. That I usually you put the two halves together to form.
Yeah,
one
I was
going to
say yeah, it's a whole case.
And I don't have the extra connections to put them together, so I just made two small ones and I butted those up against the ends of it and cut some new shelves for it and put that together and filled those up. So like my space limitations even worse because especially when it comes to what I collect, like. The way that I've got the shelves displayed now is almost every line has got its own tier.
Yeah.
And it's all broken up by line now.
Yeah.
For the most part. And it's kind of that's kind of the way the collection's going as I weed things out here and there. Like I just sold off pretty much the rest of my DC Universe stuff that wasn't superpowers. And, you know, I've got a bunch of other random like anime stuff that I'm like, I really don't need this stuff. This is not doing me any good. So as I weed that out, I make more room. But. I'm running out of room pretty quick.
Yep.
And as for how much of it's in collection, how much the collection's in storage, and very little, I think maybe...
You don't have as much storage as I do. And
no.
Like, and again, your storage is mostly boxes, too.
Right.
But you've got, like, the one closet.
I got the closet.
And much smaller.
The laundry room shelves are now becoming overflowed with boxes.
Yeah.
Not to mention the boxes that we're looking at right now to our left that I need to take in there to put up, but... You had a lot of good stuff there. Rafael Torres says, Duvall, what's your favorite Disney toy line? And Dave, what is your favorite Batman toy line?
What's your favorite Disney toy line?
There was a toy line that they actually don't have any pieces from, but the Disney store did in the early 2000s, and it was like Disney Adventure Heroes or something like that. And they're these 6-inch scale stylized versions like Peter Pan and Hercules and Captain Hook, and they were really posable, and they had these really cool like weapons, and some of them had action features, and they were really, really cool looking figures. And although I don't own any, I've seen them a bunch, and I'm like, I want to get those someday, but now they're really expensive. So that's probably my favorite Disney toy line that they ever did.
In terms of Batman, honestly, I think it's not even a Batman toy line. DC Universe Classics is probably my favorite toy line that has Batman in it.
Yes.
And has Batman characters.
Yeah.
you know, if we could get on the ball with these, whatever they're called, Infinite or the new foreign figures, I like those a lot too. They're a huge improvement over the previous ones.
Yes.
The Crisis figures, yeah. Whatever they were called. And I know that they got a bunch coming up from like the Arkham games.
Yeah.
And they just did a movie one. I hope they do some. I would love to get a Nicholson Joker in that scale.
That'd be cool.
You know, I'd love to get an Arkham Joker in that scale. So yeah, but in terms of pure Batman lines, because the first Toy Biz one was kind of, that's one of those, like we talked before, where that's more nostalgia than the toy being very good.
Right.
And most of those Kenner ones are just, I've actually started going back and collecting all the Kenner villains.
Yeah.
Just to kind of have them as like, hey, look, it's the movie villains, and they're all really crummy.
Yes, yes,
I mean, they're toys for kids.
Yeah.
I like the vehicles, but I just, I really can't move off of Universe Classics. I think that was the best. Movie Masters was okay, but it was so focused on the Dark Knight movies.
Yeah.
Not that I have anything against those. I like them a lot, but, Classics is just the DC line for me, like,
exactly.
Period.
Exactly. Danner Rash says, hey guys, I was wondering what unreleased cartoon series on DVD you would both like to see released. He says, mine would have to be Muppet Babies. Not sure if the full series will be released with all the license issues, but here's hoping.
See, I don't know what's been released and what hasn't, so I really can't. I mean,
well, I know that Warner Brothers just released Shirt Tales, finally, from Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, thank God.
I know, right? I haven't kept track of what's out there and what's not. I know a bunch of the Hanna-Barbera Saturday morning stuff.
I just got Thundar off of Amazon.
Yeah. I know a lot of that stuff's available through Warner's, like, print to own, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Muppet Babies would probably be at the top of my list, but unfortunately, Muppet Babies will just never happen.
Because of the rights?
Because Disney's never going to spend the rights, one, to get the show rights back for that, and two, to pay for all the music clearance on that in order to release it. It's just not going to happen.
Is that why we're not getting the regular Muppets? Because that's what I know it's not a cartoon, but that would be probably the closest thing I can answer is
that is part
the rest of the series
for Muppets. That is part of the reason why we never got the rest of the series for Muppet Show, yes, because the clearance rights started to get too expensive. And Disney at the time, even though they keep promising we've gotten, seasons 1, 2, and 3,
yeah.
They keep promising seasons 4. Like the season 4 apparently has been done and ready to go forever. It's just they just have never released it. And again, it's Disney Home Video, so I don't know why. I don't know what's going on with that. So, but they've been promising that for a few years now, and it's still never happened. But that would be one. Kid Video. I'd love to see Kid Video released.
Why?
Just because it was an interesting show. What else did I see that I was like, oh, I kind of like to have that on DVD? Kid Video and Muppet Babies are the only ones that come to mind. Because Kid Video was such a kooky show. Do you remember Kid Video?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, you didn't like Kid Video. No.
I assume that's the same reason as the Muppets, because it's literally just music clearances.
Yeah, pretty much. So, two that will never happen.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know cartoon. I would love to get the rest of the Muppets show on DVD. That's the closest answer I can give you. Sorry.
Yes. Robert Hardefil says, Jason and David, you collect the Muppet puppets. He says, I recently found Animal Miss Piggy ones at Toys R Us. Well, I don't collect any of the new ones that they've done, but I know Dave has an animal.
I have a vintage Fisher-Price animal.
Fisher-Price animal. I have a vintage Fisher-Price Miss Piggy. I have a vintage Fisher-Price Ernie. I have Harry Monster, the vintage Fisher-Price one of that.
Yeah.
I was trying to think if there's another. There's a Kermit one. There's a Fozzie one. There's a Ralph. Like,
there's a vintage Kermit, or there's a vintage Fozzie?
Yeah, there's a vintage Fozzie puppet.
Is it the same quality as the animal, or is it?
Well, I'll show you a picture when we go off air. It's all right.
I like Fozzie.
The Ralph one is the one I really want because it's a full body Ralph, but the back of it's open. You can put your hand up and control his mouth. So that's I want the Ralph one really bad, but we have a few.
Yeah.
Between the two of us, so
yeah.
Not
so much the new ones from Toys R Us, I think, are a little cheap.
They are. They're a little cheaply made. They're tiny, and
they don't really look character accurate to me.
No, not really.
So
I did get Carrie an animal for her birthday.
Yeah, you've got it on the door.
Yeah, so I've got her an animal, but that was about the only one I liked out of all those they released, because that was the only one I was like, yeah, it looks
okay. To me, that was one that looked the worst.
Really?
But maybe that's because I have the Fisher-Price one.
That could be, because the Fisher-Price one is amazing.
Yeah, it looks really accurate.
And it's got
the eyes blink, which is awesome.
Which is pretty spectacular. RJ Smith says, are there any toys from your childhood that you bought as an adult that for one reason or another didn't live up to your childhood expectations? Mine, for instance, is Scaletail. I remember him being much bigger.
Trying to think. I think I've always been a little sort of, as a collector, been fairly clear-headed about what I was doing. So that if toy, you know, I don't remember thinking, oh, this toy was so amazing, and then getting it as an adult and going, ugh.
Right.
I can't think of anything that really I was so hyped to get, and then I was let down.
I think the
I really can't think of anything
like even
that.
Even though, like, myself, you, Pixel Dan, we all have these in our collection. I think Inhumanoid, the human figures for Inhumanoids are something I had as a kid. I remember I remember them finally being much cooler than they actually are.
They were too late to maybe that's borderline, but they were too late for me. I was in high school about that time.
Right.
And I remember seeing them at Toys R Us.
Right.
And going, wow, I really wish, you know, I still played with toys because those look neat.
Yeah.
But, you know, by the time I got them, I'm like, yeah, okay, they're kind of crummy little, not crummy, they're okay.
Yeah. They're just not as cool as I remember them. Mino Garcia says, what are the conventions or toy shows that you guys have never been to but would like to attend? One we talked about over the weekend was RetroCon.
Yeah, I know you were real, yeah.
I'd like to go to a RetroCon sometime because the pictures I've seen from that show and some of the halls I've seen, it's like, it was a good show because that only happens once a year. And it looked pretty fun.
Yeah. I've always talked about, it's not really a toy show, but sort of is. I would love to go to Toy Fair one day. It's always been a dream.
Yep.
Doesn't matter that it's not fun or blah, blah, blah. It's just, I've told the story that it's usually the same week as Westminster. My dream is always to go watch Westminster and then sneak into Toy Fair.
Sneak into Toy Fair.
Dragon Con's one that I always used to talk about going with Cherry, and just never went to. There's a lot that I'd like to go back. It's not that I've never been. There's a lot I'd like to go back to. I'd like to go back to New York Comic Con. I'd like to go back to Gen Con.
Right.
You know, usually, pretty much 51 weeks out of a year, I'm pretty good with never going back to San Diego.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the week it happens, you're kind of like, oh, I'm missing all the fun. And Dan comes back and goes, no, it sucked. It was horrible.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, well, glad I missed that.
But, you know, while it's going on, you're kind of like, ee.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would really love to go back to Gen Con or New York Comic Con one of these days.
That's true.
Those are the main ones I'd really like to go back to.
That's true. David Williams says, how big are your Transformers collections?
Pretty big.
Mine's pretty big for not being a huge Transformers guy.
Yeah, I think for both of us not being huge Transformers guys, we got a pretty decent collection.
You look at it and go, it's a lot more Transformers than I thought I'd ever own. Wow.
Well, Transformers for me is weird because I cherry pick it, but I've been cherry picking it from the start.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, literally,
you start with like Dinobots and Optimus Prime.
Yeah, and you know, like Dinobots and Shockwave. I mean, those are the toys I had as a kid.
Right.
Yeah, Devastator.
Yep.
I had that complete set as a kid. Bruticus I had as a kid. You know, and just every year I'll pick up, you know, two or three.
Right.
Well, the thing's 30 years old. Do the math.
Yeah, exactly. Not to mention all the other iterations that have come out since then.
Well, like, that's what I'm saying. Every year, you know, like, I mean, because I would pick up Beast Wars stuff. I would pick up Beast Machine stuff. Yeah. I would pick up, you know, I got Unicron for Christmas one year. Because I was like, my mom was like, I want to get you something that you really want. And I'm like, well, here's this toy catalog.
Yes.
from an online guy. And here are the things that are highlighted. They're a little expensive. But
yeah.
Those are the things I want. And she got me Unicron.
Yeah.
And then, like, right after that, Toys R Us, like, brought it back.
Brought it back, yeah.
Like, bon of us each. Bon of us each.
Yeah, mine's gotten big, too, over the last, like, just over the last couple years.
Well, because you've had a couple of, like, big sort of, I don't know how to put this, like, strikes. Big sort of, you know, oh, hey, here's a bunch of stuff at once kind of deal.
Right, yeah, it's like, here's a whole, like, here's four bags of Transformers in one fell swoop.
That, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
These lucky strikes.
And then with the Generation stuff they've been releasing, and then our Five Below.
Yeah, you were getting a lot from them
for a while. They were carrying Transformers Animated, and they had everything, and I just kept buying it because I'm like, they're all $5. Why wouldn't I? It's better than, most of them were still in the stores for like $18. I'm like, why wouldn't I buy these for $5? So I, like, added a whole bunch because of that. But, yeah, it's pretty darn big. And then, you know, I've got a couple third parties now and, you know, some other random Transformer things. I'm like, I got a lot of Transformer stuff. This is really weird. Like, I'm not a Transformer guy, but I got a lot of I got more Transformer stuff than anything else.
It's one of those lines that I grew up with, so I have an attachment to it.
Right.
I mean, more so than some other lines.
Yeah. Masters. Alex Pasquale says, in the U.S., we, of course, got our AAA toy lines like G.I. Joe, He-Man, Transformers, etc. Are there any exclusively foreign toy lines that we never see in the U.S. that get the same top-tier recognition as our popular lines do here for us?
And the Menace Asterisk and Oblisk.
He said, would also love to hear any international Toy World Order fan members weigh in as well. The closest things I can think of off the top of my head are Asterix and Obelix in Europe, and maybe Japanese Gundam, but Gundam reaches over here and not exclusively foreign.
How long is this question?
He also says, P.S. Hooray, Dave Draper lives. Glad you feel better.
First of all, Asterix did come over here.
Yeah.
It was brought into comic book shops, actually. So we did get a release of that here in the States. But yeah, it's never been anywhere near as big. I honestly, you know, this sort of came up on the fan group because someone asked a question about a figure that looked like a G.I. Joe, and I'd never heard of it.
And it was David Williams.
He found David Williams, and it was a foreign Brazilian. It was a Brazilian, and it was weird because it was a Hall of Fame update of a figure that had been out during the Adventure Team era. And it was just a unique character to Brazil. And I don't know if Gary Godso is listening to this, but that would be a great CoilCon character.
Mm-hmm.
But what it sort of brought up for me is I only know what I know.
Right.
You know, and I collect toys that I can realistically buy, which means toys that are released predominantly in the American market.
Yeah.
I can't think of any toy line that's out there that's unique to some country that I've heard of that I know about.
Somehow, pretty much every toy line.
And most of them get here, like Doctor Who is hard to find here, but you can get it.
Right.
Hot
Toys are big here.
Well, Hot Toys are big here, yeah.
Yeah.
You can get those. The closest I would comp would be Action Force, which, you know.
Right.
Which morphed into G.I. Joe. You know, but you can get those at shows. I mean, but those were never really available here in the States.
Right.
And it was kind of, it was his own legitimate toy line for a while.
Yes, it was.
So yeah, that's the thing. It's like I can't think. I don't know anything that's if it's not American, I probably don't know what it is.
I'm pretty much in the same boat. I mean, I don't keep track of the international toy flavors. I mean, I've seen some of the kiddie shows from the international markets. Like there's an Italian show called Mia and Me that's hitting here on Nick Jr. and it's getting a line of toys this Christmas. That have been out, you know, overseas, that kind of stuff. But eventually, if it's something popular enough, it eventually makes its way here.
Yeah, I mean, Japan, I can't think of anything that would be unique to Japan because we've got such a culture here that's Japan fans.
Yeah.
You know, that everything gets kind of imported. I mean, Japanese stuff gets imported here because we've got a huge fan base for it.
Right.
You know, and I can't think of anything that's unique to Europe. And it seems like in Brazil and South America, South America and Asia, I'm thinking of India. I just keep screwing up saying it. They most of the toy lines that I know of tend to be American toy lines that they just, you know, either repurpose or redo.
Right.
So yeah, I really can't think of any toy line that's just truly, you know, you'll get unique characters, you'll get unique ideas. Like that guy from Brazil, you know, like the Fun School thing.
Right, right.
Like Action Force. But just something that's wholly, you know, that's really big and we just don't have it here in the States.
Nothing comes to mind.
We get it, yeah. I mean, somebody somewhere is a fanboy and they'll import it.
Exactly. The last question comes from Benjamin Scott Spencer. Our buddy from Nerd City.
Yeah, he's a big fan of the show.
I know. He says, hey, dudes, he says, being a collector of vintage Motu, I love many of the figures from the various knockoff lines as much or as possibly more than some of the figures from the line proper.
It was interesting because there's a dealer at Toyman that's got a ton of those, and Danny was just like,
Ben needs
had
to
wipe. Had to wipe the.
I know Ben's in Chicago, off. But he needs to come here for Toyman someday just to see that dealer.
That one guy, yeah, you'd be in heaven.
He says, what are your favorite knockoffs of any toys that you collect?
Man, I was trying to think of this because
the only knockoff I have from any line is that Chuck Norris knockoff, which is beautiful, and that's literally the only knockoff. Like, well, I mean, I've got a Golden Girl figure who's missing all of her accessories, and I've got a couple of like random Remco figures, but
Yeah, because I don't have any of the Remco Motu stuff. And like Dragon Riders isn't a knockoff line. It's just a weird, cheap line. The one thing I would say is the Bronze Bombers.
Yes.
Which was a company called Omek. And they did a line of G.I. Joe's type figures called Bronze Bombers. And then after Joe kind of, after the vintage line wrapped up, Hasbro sold them some of the molds for some of the Cobra vehicle drivers.
Yes.
So they did a box set of Bronze Bombers that used Cobra molds. And of course, you know, the irony is that thing sat at Toys R Us forever. There were shelves of them. And now those sets go for like $500.
Yeah.
Because they're Cobra guys. It's like the Strato Viper and the Secto Viper and the Motor Viper.
Yeah.
And you go, you know, and G.I. Joe guys, you know, it's like, hey, it's a Strato Viper in red. It's a, you know, a Motor Viper in green. I must have, I'm getting the colors wrong, but, you know, suddenly it's a thing that G.I. Joe guys really want.
Right.
So that would probably be my favorite. And, of course, we talked about Superhero in the last.
Yes, we did.
So that would be the other one that I'd really, if I ever get the money to go back to JoeCon, I might set aside like $300 and try to.
Yeah, we showed Dan, Dan had never heard of that figure. We showed him a picture, and Dan was like, "Oh my god,
nobody ever hears that." I know that's a G.I. Joe inside thing.
Yeah, it's just like, wow, there's a G.I. Joe Superman figure.
Yep,
just chilling in the Fun School line. Yep. Good times,
brilliant.
Fun School, you were good for so much, and cray. Awful things happened.
Love it.
Well, gang, there you go. That wraps it up for this show. That brings us to the end. As always, you can check us out on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as ToyWorldOrder.com, where you can listen to all the past shows and such. You can listen to more shows on ToyWorldOrder.com than you can on Stitcher and iTunes, because iTunes is always like the last six episodes. You can never listen to them all, but we've got them all on the website, all almost 150 episodes, which is crazy.
Cool.
Yeah.
So one thing is because I was sick last week, I didn't get to tell my story about stealing a Walmart Boba Fett, Walgreens Boba Fett.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's tell that. You snagged some guy's Walgreens Boba Fett.
Well, I had sold... I bought one for Dan. And right. That was the weekend we went to Columbus. And yes. I came back and Dan had already got one.
Yes.
And he wasn't sure if I'd got it for me or not. That was his thing. So I sold it to someone else. But, of course, you know, the minute I agreed to sell it to somebody else, I'm like, well, it's kind of cool.
I kind of want it.
I kind of want it now. So I was, like, kind of checking out Walgreens, looking for it. And I go into the Walgreens by Parkway Point, and as I'm walking out, I was wearing my Han Solo t-shirt that day, too. The lady's like, are you looking for something? I'm like, yeah, I kind of am. She's like, is it the Star Wars thing? And I'm like, yeah, it is. And she's like, yeah. So she goes behind the counter, and she pulls out a Boba Fett.
Huh.
And I'm like, did somebody call to hold these? She's like, yes. I'm like, okay.
Huh.
And then I bought it.
Oh, David.
I bought it and left. So.
Oh, man.
Yoink.
Yeah.
That goes I think I actually said, you know, I didn't call about this. I don't know if she paid attention or not, but it's like,
hey, okay. She sold it to you.
Hey, yeah.
Technically, you didn't take it. She sold it to you.
Well, I mean, you know, I could have gone, well, I didn't. I'm not the one who asked me to hold that. That's true. That's not for me.
That's true, but Dave.
Someone else was a lazy jerk sitting on the phone.
That's true.
I was like, no. Forget that noise. Yeah. Yoink.
It's not like Toys R Us where we put names on stuff. That don't happen.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't happen.
Well, they're not used to the whole.
No, they're not, but boy, no, will they
got hit. They got hit all at once because they got the Venom and that. Yep. Although Venom's like dirt. Venom's everywhere.
Venom's everywhere. That white Boba Fett's going to be over here real soon, too.
Yeah, I know, because they're getting cases.
Like, in another month, it's going to be everywhere.
Yep.
So, which means that's why it's all over eBay now for ridiculous prices, because people are trying to sell them.
Yeah, they're trying to get out, yeah.
Yep, and nobody's going to buy them, because they're like, no, there's going to be whole cases that
thing. Stupid people will buy them.
Yeah, that's true. The ones that are really going to be worth money are the rest of that wave, which was like Darth Vader and Chewbacca.
Well, and that was the whole thing.
Because all the other waves are still clogging pegs.
And Walgreens is the only place that got it, because they were the ones that didn't have it already.
Yep.
And now they're getting just whole cases of Boba Fett, so now that wave is gone.
Yeah, so anyone who wanted a Darth Vader and a
Chewie...
They'll
reissue Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they will. But getting back to my discussion...
I'm sorry. Oh,
that's okay. No, that's fine. No need to apologize. You can also check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/ToyWorldOrder, as well as youtube.com/BoardTheShow. Check us out as we...
We're actually gonna film stuff someday. Hooray!
In about two more weeks.
Ah, it's too much time for something to happen.
I know. In about two more weeks, we're gonna film. Start filming seasons 3 and 4, back to back.
Okay.
I know.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. I might even try to fit in an actual Halloween episode there, since we're not going to be back on the air. So
I'm like,
so we may have to come up with a Halloween episode next week, just on the
Waterworld.
Waterworld for Halloween.
We'll look at the stuff that we're using.
Well, I've got plenty of other games upstairs we can like finagle in real quick that isn't a part of the season. It's just like, here's a Halloween episode, yay!
More filming.
No, that's all right. The holiday episodes never seem to take as long.
Okay, whatever.
Hey, we filmed that Christmas episode in like a day.
Yeah, well, that's because we had one episode to do.
In like the span of 2 hours.
That's because we had one episode
to do. I know. So we may have to work that in. But gang, there you go. That wraps it up for us. Take care. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode. And David?
You don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
Hey, the tour bar is closed. Peep, see you next week.